Wide variety of support from local fundraisers. Charities tackling a range of issues are being supported by fundraisers across Mid-Essex. Sport was mixed with fundraising as Braintree Rugby Club supported the Niall Stringer Foundation at its last home game of the season. The charity promotes mental health awareness and has a life-saving mission to help sports clubs initiate mental health conversations. Spectators and club raised more than £1,000 as players wore bright pink foundation t-shirts during the warm-up and played with a personalised ball. Staff of Whittam's Aldi store are gearing up to fundraise for Essex Children's Charity Wipe Away Those Tears in memory of a baby who tragically died. Friends and colleagues are taking up obstacle race challenges on behalf of John and Kelly Keeble from Great Totham, who lost premature daughter Olivia in April 2020 after a 113-day battle. Now they all want to help the charity which helped them at such a difficult time. A fundraising campaign is being launched to fund a project to monitor the health and well-being of Essex rivers. It follows only 6 out of 91 stretches of river in Essex were classified as being in good ecological quality in 2023, with the remainder graded as moderate or poor. From Sunday, April the 18th to midday on April the 25th, Essex and Suffolk Rivers Trust and partners are bidding to raise £10,000 for Essex River Watch through the Big Give, with a promise the total will be doubled by the government. Braintree-based Essex Dementia Care was represented at a 10 Downing Street event honouring the Dame Barbara Windsor Dementia Mission. The occasion included pledges to accelerate clinical trials and encourage innovation in dementia treatment. Senior Manager Kelly Bleasdale represented Essex Dementia Care at the event. 5 different events are on offer at the annual Cancer Research UK's Race for Life in Essex on Sunday, July the 14th. Being held at Highlands Park, Chelmsford, supporters can choose distances from 3, 5 and 10 kilometres. There is also a chance to take part in Pretty Muddy, a mud-splattered obstacle course, and there's a Pretty Muddy Kids option. Blackwater Sailing Club held a family fun, quiz and pizza night to raise £1,000 for a Suffolk-based charity, the Wolverstone Project. It provides sailing opportunities and tuition for people with disabilities throughout the year at Alton Water and also during the summer at Wolverstone on the River Orwell. The future of a charity which supports low-income families across Essex and London remains in doubt after being given weeks to leave its home. Smile in Romford was due to close on April the 22nd after the landlord said it couldn't continue to offer the space for free. This notice period has now been reset to May the 6th, and Havering Council has also said it is surveying its properties to try and find a solution.